All right, I'm the big review guy. I always review whenever I have a lesson. So, and what have we had a lot of that has canceled ABC Kids a few times?
Corona.
And?
Snow.
Snow. We had snow. We had snow on January 27th. We had no ABC Kids. Mr. Dewberry had a lesson on the 3rd of February. Then we had more snow on the 10th. Then Brother Isaac Kyle had a lesson on the 17th. And now here we are today on the 24th. So let's talk about two lessons ago, which was really 3 weeks ago. Mr. Dewberry had a lesson about the law. Mr. Dewberry had a lesson called, How Did Christ Fulfill the Law? Did Jesus break any laws? We just did our questions there. No, Jesus actually came to fulfill the law. Okay, and his obedience is the source of our righteousness and the supreme example for us to follow. Christ is our example. So Mr. Dewberry talked about how following the law wasn't just, you know, following a bunch of rules and that's all you cared about was the rule following part. It's a heart thing. It's a heart thing, is it not? Okay, wanting to obey God's law because you love God. You want to keep his commandments. You want to serve him with obedience. Okay, and Jesus came and fulfilled the law when he took on human form. Okay, not just following a list of rules, but actually living for the kingdom. Which takes me to last week's lesson. After Mr. Dewberry had a lesson on the 3rd, we had snow on the 10th. Then Isaac Heil had a lesson last week about the kingdom. The kingdom. Okay? The kingdom. What did Jesus teach about his kingdom? God's kingdom is at hand. Okay? Who is the predecessor who came before Christ, who kind of was announcing Christ and what was going to happen in the coming days, weeks, months, and years? Yes. John the Baptist. John the Baptist came, and what did he say everybody had to do? Repent. Excellent. Repent. Repent, for the kingdom is at hand. Okay? So he was kind of announcing Jesus' coming. And so that was Brother Isaac Heil's lesson, announcing Jesus' coming. And he said also that there may be some persecution involved if you are going to say Jesus is the king. Okay, there's a kingdom, there has to be a king. Jesus is the king. If you say Jesus is the king, there may be some persecution involved. And back then, and even to this day, some people are treated mean, put in jail, or worse, for claiming Christ as their king. Okay, so that's the last two lesson review. We had Jesus fulfilling the law. He didn't break the law. And by the way, what is the law? What's a good way to summarize the law? It was kind of had to do with our first song we sang tonight. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and love others as you love yourself. Okay? Love your neighbor. Who's our neighbor? Everybody. Everybody's our neighbor. We're supposed to love God with our heart, all our soul, our mind, and we're supposed to love our neighbor, which is everybody, as we love ourselves. Okay? And Christ fulfilled that. When Jesus came, he fulfilled that. Now, tonight the lesson has to do with an odd sounding word called Messiah. Okay, it says, who did Jesus claim to be? Jesus claimed to be the Messiah. Okay. Now, the Old Testament, the Old Testament was written in the Hebrew language. Okay, Messiah is a Hebrew word. The New Testament was written in, anybody know what language the New Testament was written in? Dakota? Close.
Greek?
Greek, excellent. How'd you know that? That's awesome. Good job. Ashley, excellent. Good job. Yes, Old Testament's Hebrew, New Testament's Greek, okay? Old Testament Hebrew word, Messiah. New Testament word, Christ, okay? Jesus, some people say, well, that's Jesus' name. His name is Jesus Christ. Well, actually, it's a title. It's a title of who he is. He is the Christ, okay? The Messiah, okay? So what does that mean? What does Messiah mean? It means the anointed one or the holy one, okay? Or the righteous one, okay? And Jesus called himself the Messiah. There are a few Bible verses I want to read to you tonight to try to show us in the New Testament examples of Jesus being referred to as the Messiah. The first one I'll do is in John chapter 4, verse 25 and 26. Okay, you may be familiar with this. Remember the lady who was at the well drawing water, and Jesus said, I'll give you living water, okay? And she didn't quite understand what he meant at first. Well, in verse 25 of John chapter 4, the lady said, I know that the Messiah is coming, and I'm reading from the ESV translation. The Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. And when he comes, he will tell us all things. Okay? This is the lady talking to Jesus at the well. And Jesus says to her in verse 26, I who speak to you am he. Okay? That's Jesus coming right out and saying it. I'm the Messiah. I'm the Messiah. And what's Messiah again? The anointed one, the holy one, the righteous one. Okay? Sinlessly perfect. Did Jesus ever commit any sins? That was one of our questions we just had. No, Jesus didn't commit any sins. He completely fulfilled the law. He kept the law. He obeyed the law to every instant of his whole life here on earth. Okay, so that's one instance of Jesus referring to himself as the Messiah. Let me switch to another one here. In Acts chapter 17, verse 3. Acts chapter 17, verse 3. This is Paul and Silas. Remember them? If you had to say what was Paul's job or what was Silas's job, what would you say their job was? If they had to say, I am a carpenter or a plumber or a teacher, what would you say Paul and Silas's job was? Anna? Yeah, missionaries. They were missionaries. They traveled all around. They traveled all around the Mediterranean area, telling people about Jesus. Oh, by the way, can you flip to my first map? I always forget to flip to the maps. Okay? All right, and I wanted to mention this before I started reading these verses too. The last time I taught, I talked about Micah 5:2 and Zechariah 9:9 were Old Testament prophecies of Jesus coming. Anybody remember what city Jesus was going to be born in?
I know.
Ian? Bethlehem. Excellent, Bethlehem, excellent. Which on our map is right here, okay? Wow. Jerusalem's right there. Bethlehem's right there, right close. Okay, this big blue part's the Mediterranean Sea. Down here is the Dead Sea. Up here is the Sea of Galilee. And what's that river that runs between them? Excellent, Dakota, the Jordan River. Okay. So, all right, Micah 5:2 predicts or prophesies that Jesus will be born in Bethlehem. Okay. And skip ahead to the next one. Yeah. Zechariah 9:9, if you read your Old Testament, Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, said Jesus would be riding into town on a
donkey,
okay? So I use the same picture so we would have these things fresh in our minds so we wouldn't forget. Okay, Jesus was going to be born in Bethlehem, and when he made his triumphant arrival into town, he's going to be riding on a donkey, okay? And then go ahead to the next one, Ileana, okay? And this is what Brother Isaac Kyle was teaching about last week. This is a king here. Now, obviously, we don't know what Jesus looked like, but I just put a general picture of a king, okay? And last week's lesson was about the kingdom. And if there's going to be a kingdom, there's going to be a king. And Jesus, of course, is the king, okay? So that's my three pictures for this week. But let me get back to instances in the Bible where Jesus is referred to as Messiah, or even he refers to himself as Messiah, so we can learn about what this Messiah business is. You can just go back one, okay? People like to see the donkey, I guess. But don't let it distract you too badly. Okay, so Paul and Silas, they're in Thessalonica in Acts chapter 17. And let's see what the Bible says. This is another instance where Jesus is referred to as the Messiah or the Christ, okay? That's kind of the same reference. Messiah is a Hebrew word. Okay, Christ is the translation from Greek in the New Testament of that Hebrew word, Messiah. Okay, so Acts 17:3, here's what the Bible says. And boy, I needed my glasses today. And Paul went in, as was his custom, and on three Sabbath days he reasoned with them from the Scriptures, explaining and proving that it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead, and saying, "This Jesus, whom I proclaim to you, this Jesus I'm telling you about, is the Christ." Okay? So what happened to Jesus? He lived a perfect, sinless life. He was crucified on the cross. He was buried and he rose again. And Paul here in Acts 17 is saying to those he's teaching to and preaching to in Thessalonica, he's saying the Old Testament scriptures tell you that he's coming, and now he's come and he's lived this perfect sinless life, and he is the Christ. He is the Messiah. Okay? So Paul says is he's reasoning with them from the scriptures, verse 2 again. Verse 3, explaining and proving that it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead, and saying, "This Jesus," okay, "Jesus is the Christ. This Jesus that I proclaim to you, this Jesus that I'm talking to you about, teaching to you about, preaching to you about, is the Christ. He's the Messiah, the anointed one, the holy one, the righteous one." Okay? Holy, blameless, undefiled. Okay? Just like our questions here at the beginning of the lesson, Christ was holy, blameless, undefiled. Okay? And it's a title. The Messiah or the Christ is a title. He is the Christ, the Messiah. Okay, another verse that lets us see Christ referred to as Messiah in Mark chapter 14, verse 61. This is Jesus himself talking. This is Jesus himself talking. Jesus was arrested, okay, before he was crucified. They arrested him. They questioned him. They were asking him some questions. The high priest was questioning him. Pontius Pilate was questioning him. Let me look here. Mark 14, verse 61. Okay. All right. "And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, 'Have you no answer? What is it that these men are testifying against you?' But Jesus remained silent, and he did not answer. Again, the high priest asked him," verse 61, "'Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?'" Okay? Verse 62, key verse here. "And Jesus said, 'I am.'" Okay? "I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven." Okay? "I am." And that's another nickname Jesus kind of gives himself, Son of Man. Brother Isaac mentioned it last week in Daniel chapter 7. Jesus refers to himself as Son of Man often in the New Testament. And Jesus comes out and says it right here. This guy says, are you this one that they're talking about? Are you this one? Okay. He says, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?" And Jesus comes out and says it right there in Mark 14:62. Jesus says, "I am. And you will see the Son of Man," Jesus referring to himself, "seated at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven." Okay? So Jesus is the Messiah. He is who he said he was. Okay? And he demonstrated that all throughout his earthly ministry. What were some ways that Jesus could prove that he was who he said he was? Okay? What are some things that Jesus could do? Yes, Avery?
Using his power.
Well, he used his power to perform miracles. Okay? Did he not? Remember the feeding with the loaves of bread and the fish? Okay, and like Brother Isaac talked about last week, a really special miracle he did with Lazarus. What did he do with Lazarus? Yes, Isaac? He raised him from the dead. Yeah, okay. Restored him. Okay. So Jesus demonstrated that he was who he said he was, which is the Messiah, by performing certain miracles. And by his teaching and his preaching, it was so unique. No mere mortal man could preach and teach that clearly. And with such veracity and such truthfulness in his teaching and preaching. Okay? Now, I'll do one more, because we're getting short on time. One more Bible verse. The fourth one I have is actually one of our memory verses. I think it's coming up. Skip ahead too, Ileana, will you? There you go. Okay, this is in Matthew chapter 16, verse 15 and 16. Let's see what the Bible says. Okay, this is Jesus and Peter talking to each other here. Okay, and Jesus in verse 15 says, he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Okay, he's turning to his closest friends, his closest confidants, his disciples. He's like, "What do you guys think I am? What do you say that I am?" And notice Peter's reply here, verse 16. Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, You are the Son of the living God. Okay? Peter got that one right. Peter got that one right. Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. So Jesus asked him, but who do you say that I am? And Peter says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are the Messiah. You're the anointed one. Okay? So what does anointing business have to do with anything? Well, that means you're set apart. You're set apart to do a specific job, okay? To serve God, okay? Some of my commentaries say consecrated. Some of them say sanctified or set apart, okay? Christ was set apart to do a specific job. What was his job? Take on human form, be born as a little baby. We just celebrated that a couple months ago during Christmas time, okay? But as he grew up, no sins, completely following God's law, loving God with all your heart and loving others, okay? Completely following God's law every step of his life, okay? And then he went to the cross for us. And that's why this Messiah business, that's why this is important. How is the Messiah important to us? Well, he's the one who's going to do a specific job. And that job was to go to the cross for us. Now, like Isaac Hyle mentioned last week, What did the Israelites hope Jesus was going to do his first time coming there, his first appearance? What were they hoping he would be? They were hoping he would be not just a political king. They wanted him to be a military king, right? They wanted him to like get Rome off of their backs, and so they wouldn't have to pay taxes. But that's coming. His second coming, he is going to set up an earthly kingdom, and he will rule and reign, okay, with might and with power. But at his first coming, Jesus came to seek and to save lost sinners, okay? Jesus came to go to the cross for us, okay? So that's why the Messiah is important. Jesus died on the cross. He was buried. Did he stay buried in a tomb? No, Jesus rose. He was resurrected from the grave. And when Jesus was resurrected from the grave, that was God the Father saying, I accept payment for those sins, okay? Boys and girls, Jesus had to go to the cross because I'm a rotten sinner, and we all are not rotten sinners. We're all rotten sinners. We've broken God's law. God's law says love God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, and we mess up on that one. We put things ahead of God. Okay? We worship other things like video games or TV or movie stars or sports stars, but God's supposed to be first place. Or we're rotten to others. We're rotten to our brother or our sister when we should be nice to them. We take things that ain't ours and don't pay for them. That's stealing. Or even worse, okay? Hurting them or being mean to them, okay? Don't be proud of it, but you got to be honest about it. We've all broken God's law. But Jesus did not. He was the perfect, sinless Savior. And he went to the cross in our place to take the punishment we deserved on himself. And once he was crucified, he was buried, and he rose again. And God the Father said, paid. All those who trust Jesus by faith and believe he died on the cross for them, your sins are paid for. Jesus paid for them. Okay? He takes your sin debt away, and in exchange, he gives you his righteousness. Okay? No sin. No guilt. We get the righteousness of Christ by faith. Okay? That's why we have Sunday school. That's why we have ABC Kids. That's why we have missionaries who go all over to different countries to teach and preach this important message about Jesus. Okay? And then we've just taught and preached about it tonight. It's important for each of us individually to trust Jesus by faith. And if you do that, you'll be on your way to heaven. Okay? Any questions about today's lesson? Okay. All right, let's have a quick word of prayer and we can be dismissed. And thank you for your time and your attention. And don't forget Sunday school at 9:30 this week. Everybody needs to come to Sunday school. All right, let's have a quick word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we can come together and learn a portion of your word and learn about the Messiah. Jesus was the anointed, the Holy One. He was set apart to do a specific job. He lived a perfect, sinless life. He went to the cross in a sacrificial death for us. He was buried and rose again. Lord, I pray that you would save souls and let them understand who Jesus is and trust him. Please forgive us of our sins. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen.